I have a stalker. He spends almost all of his free time with me. His truck sits outside my house in the morning and at night. He follows me to work. He disappears when he knows I'm safe inside. He'll be back. He always comes back. And when I leave work, there he will be, the green truck. I think he's hot as hell. I've seen him. At first, I was scared. But then, as time went on, became a companion of sorts. My quiet companion, always there. A lot of people have been in and out of my life. My mother and father abandoned me when I was a baby, so they put me up for adoption. I have never been secure, never been consistent. Always needing more guidance. I couldn't count on anyone. Ever. Except my stalker. He's always there. Consistent. He never wavers. He thinks I don't know. I know. Why else would he hide in the shadows? If he thought I knew, he wouldn't bother to hide where I couldn't see him. I know. How could I not? It's been 4 solid months of him playing this game with me. The only thing I don't know, what does he want with me? Does he want to be my friend? Something more, maybe? Or does he want to kill me? I hope it's the second. I'd like for him, instead of lurking in his truck, to come out and approach me. Well, while I'm awake anyway. You see, he actually does come out to play every now and then. I'm usually asleep though. He knows where I hide my spare key. So he watches me while I sleep sometimes. At first, it scared the hell out of me, having his huge dark presence above my bed. But, like I said, eventually, he became a comfort, a presence I could count on. And there were some nights I would wake up to the sound of a zipper. And then I heard the familiar sound of a man jacking his cock. I pretended to be asleep. At first, he made sure that he came in his hand, being careful not to make a mess or any evidence of a pervert above my bed. But eventually, he started to come on me, on my arms, on my legs, on my blankets, one night my feet. It would just depend on his mood. He'll be here tonight. It's Saturday night. After all, he never misses a Saturday night. Tonight, he wasn't going to come on my arms, my legs, or my feet. I was going to expose other parts of my body, tempting him to go further while I slept. Tonight, I decided to sleep only in my panties above the covers. I wanted him to see me, my handsome stalker. I hear the front door. It's 2 a.m. Right on time. I hear his heavy boots walking down my hallway. I hear my door creak open. I listen for a reaction. And there it is. A low groan. He's seen me. He's seen my big breasts. I open my eyes just barely to see a shadow moving to the side of my bed. Please touch me. Please, please touch me. My tits are exposed for a reason. Come on. Touch me. I promise I won't wake up. Just a small squeeze. Oh, yes, there he goes. Oh, barely drawing his hard fingertips across my soft, delicate tits. Moving slowly, making sure to flick a finger over my nipple. Oh my God. Oh. It feels so good. I can't move, though. I can't startle. I'll scare him away. I'm sound asleep. What's a little more? Keep touching me. Keep touching my breasts. Move your hand down my tummy. Oh, there he goes. Tracing his finger from my neck, between my breasts, down to my belly button. Come on, my handsome stalker. Don't stop now. Look at my pretty pink ruffle panties. Touch them. I won't wake up. Touch them. Oh my God. Oh yes. He traces a finger over my panties. Right down the line of my pussy lips. Oh, the way between my thighs. Oh, and back up. Oh my God. If he keeps that up, he's gonna know. I'll become so wet, I'll soak through. Oh my God, his fingers feel so good. I don't know how much I can take. I have to stir. I have to move. I'm gonna moan if I don't move. Oh. I adjust my body. He stills, waiting just a few seconds for my breathing to even out. And then he leans down. He kisses my forehead. He's so tender. He turns to leave. No. Why? Why is he leaving? Why isn't he jacking his cock? No, don't leave. No. I jolt up in bed. No. please. Don't go. He stops in his tracks, turning slowly to face me. He says, "Go back to bed, little girl." "No. Please. Tell me who you are. Why are you here? Why do you follow me? Why don't you just ask me out? I would have said yes. I would say yes even now. Please. Just don't go." He tells me, "Little girl, I promise you, you don't want anything to do with me. I don't deserve you. I just want to make sure you are safe. Please. Why? Why didn't you jack your cock tonight?" He said in a warning tone, "Princess, don't play with fire. Go to bed." "Please, look. I'm naked for you. Please look at me. Look at my panties. Do you want me to take them off?" I see his gaze drift down to my pink panties. His breathing changes. He's staring. Now's my chance. I slowly slide them off, putting my knees together. After my panties were off my ankles, I spread my legs. And there it is again, that low groan. Oh. He says in a low, gravelly voice. I can tell he's pained and he's warning me. "Put your panties back on." "And what are you going to do, sir? Can I call you that? Or just my handsome stalker? Come on. This is what you wanted, right? This is all anyone wants from a girl like me, right? Look at my pretty pussy. Look at how wet you made me. Rubbing my pussy while I slept." He warns, "Little girl, first, don't you dare imply that's all you're good for. Second, put your goddamn panties back on before I fuck you into your mattress." And I reply, "And if I don't?" He growls, lunges toward me, kneeling by the bed, grabbing me by the hips, lifting my pussy to his mouth like a starving man. Oh, he devours me. Oh, my handsome stalker. Oh, he doesn't just lick my pussy. He eats me like he hasn't had a meal in weeks. Oh, 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 it's exquisite. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, eat my pussy. Oh, I grab the back of his head, pulling him to me, riding his face. Oh, this is what you wanted, right? Oh, keep eating me. Oh, my sweet pussy. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, my handsome stalker. Eat me. Oh, God, eat my pussy up. Yes. Yes, show me who I belong to. Oh, tell me. Oh, he tells me, you're going to come on my face, baby girl. Come on. I need you to. He says, I've needed your sweet smell and taste for so long. Give it to me, sweet girl. Oh. 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 Oh, keep doing it. Oh. Oh my god, you suck my clit. Oh, suck it, it's so swollen. Oh, suck it into your mouth. Stick your tongue inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. He helps me ride out the rest of my orgasm. Placing sweet kisses all over my pussy. He stands up, starts to undo his belt, shoving his pants to the ground, pulling his shirt over his head. He's so big. Finally, I become frightened. Look at him. He tells me, I told you, princess. I warned you I would fuck you into your mattress. But you had to be a defiant little girl. Spread your legs. I obey. That's the only thing I can do in his presence. Just obey. I want this man. I want him to always be there. His consistent presence in my life was so needed. I don't want to let it go. And he tells me, I have a big cock. This will hurt a little, darling. Hold on to me now. I'm going to fuck you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can see you have a big cock. Oh, good God, that's a big cock. Oh, put it in me, yeah. I'm gonna spread my pretty pussy lips for you. I'll help you in. My handsome, perverted, creepy stalker. You gonna fuck me now? I'm surprised you waited for me to wake up. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Wrap my arms around your neck. Oh, my God. Fuck me. Oh, I'm so full. Oh, yes, put it all the way in. Oh. And he tells me, darling, I'm not all the way in. This is going to hurt. Oh, shit. No. Oh, God damn it. Oh my God, I'm gonna come on your cock. I'm sorry. Oh my God. Holy shit, how big are you? Oh my God, I can't. I'm just moving my hips. I'm gonna come. Oh my God, I feel you so deep. Can I come? Please. Give me permission. I'm Give me permission. Please let me come. Oh, I need to know it's okay. Oh. Oh. He tells me, yes, baby girl. Come on, daddy's cock. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, you want me to come on your cock? Oh, you're such a pervert. Oh, but it feels good, huh? I'm gonna soak your cock. Oh, yes. Oh, can you feel me gushing? Oh. I feel it. Oh, it feels so good. Oh. Oh. Don't go. Stay. Let me hug you a little longer. I feel him getting softer. He stays inside for a few minutes. He's getting up, he's getting dressed. I don't want him to go. Where are you going? Where are you going, please? When will I see you again? You're not leaving me, are you? I'll be around, he replies. Please, tell me why you're doing this. He turns to me, giving me a sexy, knowing smile. I'm your daddy, sweetheart. I'm here to make up for lost time. And with that, he turned and he left.